Hi, I'm Kika Iwadeji, and I'm interviewing Omowumi Akinwale. Today is March 22nd, 2015, and we are right now in Lanham. Okay. So, I know I introduced you already, Mom, but would you like to introduce yourself to the audience?
Yes. Good evening. My name is Omowumi Lolade Akinwale.
Okay. And the first question we're going to ask you is, why did you come to America?
I came to America to meet my fiancé.
Okay, and would you do you mind introducing your fiancé or?
My fiancé's name is Abimbolu Akerele.
Okay, and you said then, so did his name change?
His name did not change, but because we are not together, mm-hmm. and we never get married, that's why I say. Then he used to be my fiance.
Oh, okay. So you said you guys didn't get married. How come you guys didn't get married?
When I came to US mm-hmm. to meet him, I don't have paper and he doesn't have a paper. So some of his friends told him it's better for him to go marry in America mm-hmm. so he can have a paper. So he decided to leave. He left.
Okay, so when you came here, you actually met him? Like, you guys were actually like together?
We are dating in Nigeria. We were dating for like 10, 15 years. Mm-hmm. So he came here a year before me. So I decided to come to America to join him so we can get married and started our life.
Okay. So did you actually, like when you came to America, did you actually meet him in person here?
Yes. When I came to America, mm-hmm. I went to meet him. He lived in Ohio, in mm-hmm. Cincinnati. Okay. Then I came to Maryland. They moved to Maryland. Then we rent an apartment. We live together in one-bedroom apartment on 14th Street, Northwest Washington, D.C.
Wow. So when his friends decided to encourage him to leave, how did you feel?
Well, what it is initially, when they are talking on the phone, I pick up the extension I had about all the story they are saying.
Wow.
And one of his cousins. Then he went to meet some of my family to ask if that advice is okay. So he was talking to Dipo Aishida, talking to Joe Akinwale, my brother. So they all told him, yeah, go ahead and get your paper, leave. So he decided to leave. I was sad, but I have to move on with my life to some more courage that I keep on getting to do my job, get another job, move on with my life, praying to God to show me the direction.
Okay. And you said he spoke to your brother, Ojo Akinwale, and you mentioned Dipo. Who's that?
Dipo Aishida is my cousin.
Okay.
That's Janet's husband, Habib's friend, William's mom, William's father.
Oh.
We used to live together. They live with Ojo then, Dipo Aishida.
Okay, so for the audience to know that that was your cousin, Dipo's
yes,
your cousin.
Yes.
Okay, and your fiance at the time spoke to them and asked them for advice, like, should I go ahead and get my papers and leave? And your family members told him to go ahead.
Yeah, to go, I mean. So, but I encourage him not to go because amnesty is coming up shortly. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't believe in that. So he left. Then he keep on coming back every month. Mm-hmm. So he get to a certain time. The American wife say, you cannot be leaving. Where do you normally go to? Mm-hmm. It's either you stay or you leave. So he decided to stay back, and I decided to move on with my life. I started doing all my job, trying to get myself together to get my own papers and all those stuff. So I met, along the line, I met Akeem Ayodeji.
Okay.
We started talking, but I still told him that I have somebody mm-hmm. in my life that I came to America because of him, that he have to hold on, we can be friends. So we are talking, we are friends for like 3 years before I decided that, okay, I'm not going to be waiting for this guy forever. Let me move on with my life. After 3 years, I decided to start going out with Akeem.
Okay, so you said Akeem Ayodeji, he's the man you started dating after Bolu.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Okay, and so what happened with that relationship?
That relationship, I end up moving in with him.
Okay.
I never planned to do that, but my brother wife caused the trouble where I'm living, where they lock my stuff in, that he's the one that picked me from job to drop me at home that day. So I end up going back with him because there's no way I can get to the house. Mm. And I went to buy some clothes. So that's how I started living with him. Mm. before I get my own plane. Then he decided to tell me to leave, to stay with him. Then Bolu started calling back, please move out from Akin Place. I'm ready for you. But I told him it's too late. So I decided to leave. I stayed with Akin.
Okay. And you stayed with Akin. So did you guys get married? Did you guys have children?
Yes. When I started living with him, initially, I told him I want to wait and all those stuff. Then he's in school. I'm working, supporting him. So we actually have Kike Ayodeji as a first child, Ahmed Ayodeji as a second child. And I told him it's about the time we have to get married. So I would know that I'm legally married to him. So we went to a registry. We did a church. We did a registry marriage. And we did a church wedding. And we did a party. So that's after then I have Abiba Ayodeji. Then I have Chake Ayodeji.
Okay. So from what I'm understanding, you guys got married after your first two children with him.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to move on. So I understand that Bolu was in this area when you came to come meet him, correct?
He was in Ohio.
He was in Ohio.
He moved to Maryland because of me.
Oh,
because
okay.
When I came, he came to live with his own brother in Ohio. So when I was coming, I told them I want to come to my own family.
Okay.
Because my brother would just live in D.C. Mm. That's why I came to D.C.
Okay, so that was your reasoning for settling in the D.C. area because your family was here.
Yeah, yes. Okay. So I don't want to go to where his own family is.
Mm-hmm.
Then he moved from there to join me in D.C.
Oh, okay.
That's how we live together in Washington, D.C., Northwest.
Interesting. Okay, so before you came to America, what was your perception of America?
I don't even know anything about America at all. I'm not here that, I want to go to America to do this or that. But I'm just thinking my fiancé went to America because he want to come here.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have my own business that I'm doing back in Nigeria. So I'm not really worried to maybe like, I have to go to America.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so pressing.
Mm-hmm.
But because I'm thinking, I want to get married. I want to settle down. The time is going. That's why I came to meet him. So when I came here, I have to just start planning my life, how to do everything. I'm not really eager to say, I have to come to America to make it or to do anything because I'm comfortable in Nigeria. But I came because of my fiancé. So that's why I came to America. So when I came here, I want to start my business because in Nigeria I did hotel and catering management. That's what I get my diploma in. But when I came here, I met certain of people. So I was telling them that I want to open my restaurant and I want to go to PG to get a kiosk to start doing my meat pie, fish roll and everything. Oh, they told me, if you do that, if people die, they're going to sue you. If somebody have a stomachache. So they discouraged me. They say, it's jail time. I never knew it's simple as just get your insurance, open your place. If anything happens, your insurance will settle. So that's how my mind was changed.
Mm.
So I decided to go to school. I started going to school for nursing assistant. That time is not like now. If you want to become nursing assistant, you have to go to school for 3 months. They're going to train you at the nursing home. 3 months, then you're going to be in the floor. After you finish, you take your board. Then I start working as a nurse. So I worked for years. I did private duty, worked with different agencies. Then later I went to PG to start my nursing program. But when I get pregnant with Abib, I drop out. Then later I went to University of District of Columbia to do my licensed practical nurse. Then from there, I started working. So in between, I did so many business, different areas of business. Telecommunication business, mortgage, nursing agency. I run so many business. So I'm still doing business as of today. So after I have all my children, so my mind changed that I have to sit down, I raise my children. Because wherever I cannot get to, I want my children to get there. So I don't want to bother again. I could have gone back to school. I say no. Because I have to, when I get separated with Akin, I have to make a way to get a way we are going to be living. So I decided to be working hard to raise my children. When they all grow up, if I want to go back to school, I can do that. If not, then I can sit down and enjoy my life. So I've been working so hard since that time.
So you actually separated from Akin?
Yes.
And around what year was that?
I wouldn't really remember.
Nineteen ninety-eight. And so you mentioned in the beginning that you had four children. So when you guys separated, what happened with the children?
The children are all living with me.
Wow. Okay, so the children are all living with you. How was that, raising four children by yourself in America?
It took a lot of hard working. It's not easy. I thank God for Johnny Mercy. Because if not because of God, there's nothing I can do by myself. But with God, everything is possible. So I lay my faith in God's hand to keep me going. And I'm always happy.
And you're happy?
Yes.
What makes you happy?
God, because I have God. God is everything. Because whenever I look back, whenever I think, I'll say, God, I thank you. Because some people, they have all the money, they are in the hospital. Some people, they have everything they want, they can't even get up. But I thank God that we are all living, we are not in the hospital. We can get up. God is providing how I pay my bill, how we all eat. So the rest, I left it to God. God will take control. So I'm always happy.
So I'm interested in knowing what made you want to stay in America after Bolu went to marry someone else.
Yes, I decided to stay because I'm already here. So I already left Nigeria, pack up the business I have. So I'm not just going to go back just like that. So I decided to be strong. That I said I will really make it before I go back home. So that's why I keep myself. I'm positive that I have to become a good person in life. I don't just want to turn back and leave. That I will stay here and make sure that God do well for me.
Okay, and can you tell the audience a little bit about your business in Nigeria? Was it successful? Was it just getting started? How was it?
Yeah, my business was successful. Even though when I started my business immediately, it started getting booming, everything is selling. I was running a restaurant, doing like meat pie, fish roll, food, because that's my profession. So when I open up, I have some people that work for me. So everything was going on smoothly.
So can you describe to the audience what meat pie fish roll is?
Fish roll is a mixture where you mix your flour together to make the pastry. It's a pastry. So where you put fish and roll it around and egg wash and bake, that was a fish roll. The meat pie is where you mix your flour with butter. And you mix potato with beef, grounded beef, and some vegetable, and boil it together and put it inside the pastry and bake this meat pie.
Okay, and so you like to cook?
I love to cook all the time.
What are your favorite foods to cook?
I can cook everything.
So you don't have a like specific favorite food to cook?
It depends on what people like.
Okay, so it depends on what someone likes to eat. Do you like American food? Like when you came here, did you adapt to the American foods that were here?
Yeah, when I came here, I was adapted to American food, but I eat everything because we still cook Nigeria food where I was, and I can buy it and cook. Then I still try all American food. I eat pizza, burger, everything they sell.
Did you like the burgers and pizza? Did you like the American food when you first came?
Yes.
Okay, you did?
Yes.
Okay. So what are some traditions you brought with you here when you came?
In Nigeria? From Nigeria?
Mm-hmm, from Nigeria.
You mean dressing?
Anything dressing.
Yes, I brought a lot of dress.
You brought a lot of dresses with you?
Yeah, traditional wear and all those stuff.
Were you comfortable wearing those dresses here?
Yes, of course.
And what made you comfortable? Do you
know? Because that's what I'm used to. Mm-hmm. So if I wear it anywhere, I'm comfortable. So it doesn't bother me.
It doesn't bother you?
No.
What were some other traditions you brought here, like cooking?
Yeah, like cooking African food. Mm-hmm. Yes. Cooking African food, the way we eat.
Okay. So, has any of your traditions changed since arriving in America? Anything?
So many things. It's been a long time. Mm-hmm.
Can you give me an example of one thing?
I don't eat everything we eat there anymore. Mm-hmm. I can still make few of it. I mean, there's so many things that we eat that we don't get it here. Mm-hmm. So I have to change and adapt to the system. And I have to change the clothes I wear winter time, mm-hmm. summer time, so many things, yes.
Okay. So you said winter time. How, like, can you remember your first year here? How was the winter for you?
The first year. The first year was when I saw it snowing and it was so cold. It was terrible because when I moved out of my brother's house, when Bolu left from the one bedroom we are living in, then I have to get a roommate in Bedford. So the giant store is far to the apartment. So whenever I go buy stuff, I have to carry it in my hand. Before I get to my apartment, all my hand will be frozen. I have to go under the hot water and be running tap. Because there's no way, there's no cab that you're going to call. So there's no cab, nothing. So no help that means for me to carry my food and walk all the way to where I live.
So you walked there?
Yes.
And you walked back?
Yes.
And how did you have money to buy these foods? Where did
I'm
you
working.
Work? Where do you remember? Like,
well, when I first started working, my first job was at a Standard drugstore. It's no more now. Mm-hmm. They changed them. There used to be Standard drugstore and CVS. Standard drugstore and CVS.
Okay, and how was it working there? Did you like it?
Yes, I was a cashier ringing up the stuff. They trained me and I was a cashier. After that place, I was working at Posting Bakery on Georgia Avenue. But yeah, Posting Bakery on Georgia Avenue.
Okay, so when you started working here, how was the experience compared to having your own business in Nigeria?
It's totally different because they pay per hour, mm-hmm. and you have to do all the job they ask you to do. Mm-hmm. So, you have to clock in, clock out. You have to attend to the customer. You have to pick everything I organize in Nigeria. I have to sit down and command like four people that work, go and do this, go and do that. I don't have to do anything myself. But this place is totally different.
Okay, and do you think that is why you still, because earlier in the interview you said that you still consider yourself to be a businesswoman, correct?
You say I said what?
You still consider yourself to be a businesswoman?
Yeah, because I'm always a businesswoman. Mm-hmm. Even though when I'm in high school in Nigeria, mm-hmm. I started doing business, going around, buy stuff to sell, go to Lagos, bring it to Ondo State. So I'm still all the time I want to be a businesswoman. I don't like to work for somebody because that's me.
Okay. All right. So, what is your current business right now?
Right now, I'm doing my car dealership. And I have a little restaurant I'm running on the side by the car dealership.
So, you're doing both at the same time?
Yes.
Is that hard?
The food aspect is hard because I have to do all the cooking by myself. I'm still looking about thinking later on if God make a way, I'll hire some people. We started doing, I'll look for a restaurant, but right now, I'm doing everything by myself.
Okay, so you're hoping that you get to hire people to help you run this?
On the food assets,
food business.
Yeah.
Okay, and what kind of foods do you cook in this certain business?
I do pepper soup.
Okay.
And I do, like goat head. I do stew, I do minced vegetable, I do fried rice, jollof rice. I do various dishes, pounded yam, amala, eba, everything.
Can you describe What can you describe what one of the things you mentioned are? Like, what is jollof rice?
It's a rice that when you grind your pepper, mm-hmm. and onion and tomato, fresh tomato, you put it in a pot, you put a little bit butter or oil, then you put tomato paste, and if you want it to be spicy, you put a little bit pepper, you put your rice in when it boils. When it's ready, we call it jollof rice. Yeah, we call it jollof rice.
Okay, so before you came to America, what did you know about it?
The jollof rice?
No, just, well, jollof rice.
Oh, what did I know about America? Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I don't even know anything about it. Mm-hmm. I even know my brother is here, and my fiancé went to America. To know everything, what is going on here, what is all about, I never even knew.
So you just came?
I just came.
Because your fiancé.
Yes, yes. I did not even know anything about America.
Did you see anything on a TV, anything? No.
No. No. Back there, where we don't have access to TV like that. Mm. It's only our mom that can watch TV. Mm. And the light always go off most of the time. So I didn't even know anything. I didn't read about America. I didn't know anything about America. Not at all.
So people around you in your community, there was no one saying, oh, America is this and that. No. Like, we want to go to America. No.
Because gone are the days. When people come from Nigeria to study here, immediately they finish, they come back home because there's a good job, everything is good back home. Mm-hmm. Even though when America beg them, come, we hire you, we give you a green card, they always say they don't want it. Many people that are there a long time ago, is their children that start filing green card for them now. Because they want to go back home and it's a dollar to dollar. They're changing it. But now everything is messed up. So I never get eager to come here for any reason. No. I didn't know anything about America. Because I'm okay in Nigeria. I'm not thinking, so let me go to America. Even though London, before we don't need visa. We just go there, we send our passport, we just go in. So I don't even plan to go there either. So people go and come.
Okay. So what were the economic conditions of Nigeria when you were growing up?
We are okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what do you mean by okay?
We are all doing well. You do your business, they make money. So we don't need to run anywhere to look for money. Well, we are very comfortable. Okay. It's only the president of that country that are not running well.
What do you mean by not running it well?
Because like we believe they always embezzle all the money and take it to another country. Because if they spend the money they make, that Nigeria government make, we can establish more factory, more businesses. So everybody will be comfortable at home.
And so do you think that that is why a lot of Nigerians still come to America? Because
yeah, because everything is getting frustrated there. So everybody want to run away.
So do you believe if the government gets better and, like, you know, someone comes that's more honest, do you think...
Most of the people would like to go back home.
Would you go back?
I'll go back one day. I'm just here because of my children.
Okay.
Because back home, I'm a business person. If you do business there, you make money. I don't need to be stressed out. I stress here. But I just want to wait for my children to all grow up, get married, get a good job. Then I'll be going and come.
Going and coming?
Going and coming.
So you wouldn't want to just stay there?
No.
You want to come back?
Because my children are here. I want to see my children. I want to see my grandchildren. I want to see everybody. I'll just go. Maybe spend 3 months, come here, spend 6 months. Just.
What if all your children wanted to move to Nigeria? Would you be
then
happy
I'll move
with
them. Mm. No, I don't really care for them to move back. They are not used to Nigeria. They didn't grow up there. So they can visit and come back. But if they choose to live there, why not?
When you were having children, when you had your first child, did something in you say, oh, maybe I should go back to Nigeria because there's more of a community there? Or
no, I never think about that.
You never thought about that?
I'm thinking about raising my child here. She was born here. I want to raise her here.
Why did you want to raise her here? Like, what are some things that made you want to raise her?
Many aspects about Nigeria. If you don't really have money, the hospitals, it's the rich people that go to better hospitals. All the other aspects, most of the time, there's no light. So you don't want to risk your life.
Okay. So you knew America was a better place to raise
your
children?
To raise children, yes.
Okay. So before you left, like right before you left Nigeria, what? Because I know you said the economic conditions were okay. How mm-hmm. about right before you left?
Right. Yeah. Everything is fine.
It was still fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, what is your perception of America right now? After, you know, living here for a long time, since you've been here since the 80s, correct?
Yeah, I'll say America is a good place to live. It's a good country. God bless America. Because America help people. They help people a lot. If you don't have a job, they help you with your bill, a little bit they can do. They give you your insurance. They help you about your hospital bill. They pay all the tuition for children that was born here, if you can. At least there's a Pell Grant and all that stuff. There's no that kind of opportunity in Nigeria. So I'll say God bless America.
God bless America.
Yes.
Okay. So some people, like my age, they believe that America isn't a good place to be because it's so stressful. And
yeah, the only thing is the stress because of the monthly payment. Back in Nigeria, it's easy for them. If you build your house, it's your house.
Mm-hmm.
Then people that are renting too, you only pay once in a year. When you pay your rent, you don't have to pay until another year. So you don't need to get stressed month to month about bill.
Mm-hmm.
So based on that, it's easier over there than here. And if you have your small business, you'll be okay to keep your daily living. America is so stressful because before you know it, 30 days is here to pay the bill.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to work hard. And they pay you hourly. If you don't work, you don't get paid. Back home, when they hire them, they pay them monthly. Sometimes they don't go to work, they still get paid at the end of the month.
Mm.
But here, if you don't work,
you
don't punish you, you're not getting paid. So back there, it's easy. Life is more easy. It's only that the government make it more comfortable if there's light, there's water permanently. People there, they are handy. They do everything by themselves.
Okay.
And if you are back home, you eat all the fresh food. You don't need to buy a can or anything processed directly from the farm. Your pepper, your vegetable, your anything.
Okay, so you seem to like fresh food.
Yes.
So what do you think about the food here in America?
They are introducing organic food nowadays. But I see here that people are saying, there's a guy that works in the farm that says it's not pure organic. That they always ingest a little bit. When it starts growing, then they will leave it. It's still organic, but it's not really 100% organic. But back home, everything, every morning, you see people that come from farm, to your tomato, your pepper, your vegetable, everything is fresh. Your fruit is right directly from the farm. If you want to eat banana, apple, pear, anything, you're still your stuff that you used to cook still.
So everything was right there from the
yeah.
farm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you said some things in Nigeria you can eat them here. Can you give me an example? Like what is something you used to enjoy in your life in Nigeria that you can't have here?
You don't have it here, like agbalumo. It's kind of a fruit.
Mm.
It's not here. Oriri. So many fruits, raw fruit. It's not here.
So a lot of fruits.
A lot of fruit that is in Nigeria is not here. The common one is like orange is here, mango is here. Mm. This one are the common one.
Can you describe what you just said, agbalumo?
Agbalumo is like a small fruit that have like a seed, like four seeds inside. Or it is like blueberry, but it's bigger than blueberry. We have different, a lot of fruit.
And you miss those because they're not here?
Yeah. Yeah, we get it there every day fresh. Even though when one of you eats mango, we just go there and plant it. It's all the way. The tree is all over every area. We don't need to buy.
Okay. So if there was one thing you can change...
There's always a pear. Mm-hmm. All this avocado pear, we eat it. We have a lot in our backyard. People plant it. We just go there and pull
it. And just pull it. And if there was one thing you can change about being here, besides the food aspect, what would that be? Because you seem to really enjoy, like being able to just go outside and pick out your fruit. Like, that was enjoyable.
Yeah, so many things is there that... I'm not sleeping. The only opportunity here is that like if you are getting sick, they will take good care of you. Mm-hmm. Over there, if you don't have money, nobody will take care of you. They will say money first. Some people are dying because they don't have money. The hospital will just leave them on the floor where they are sitting on the table to die. They don't want to take care of them. Their family can donate money and bring it. So, health-wise, it's better here.
So that's something you would change in America. Nigeria.
Yes.
If you had.
If I have opportunity, I want to tell them there. Take care of life. Life is very important. There's no second life. Many people want to have children. They don't have money. They labor. They die on the street. So I want to change. I want to tell them my word. I'm still planning one day. I want to see who's going to be the next president. They all travel abroad. They see the way they live. People are dying every day. Even though if they can do like AIDS, free AIDS, that we have. London, they have free AIDS. America, they are helping. They are giving Medicaid or whatever. But Nigeria, they have to change that. And if they can make electric stable and water stable, it's fine to live back home. America is stressful.
Okay. So is that one thing you would change about living here, the stressful environment?
The way here is about bill, before you know it, 30 days. Over there, we don't run 30 days. Even though you don't build a house, you rent, you pay 2 years in advance, you don't have another 2 years to pay. So every day you go, you do your business and come home and relax. You don't need to say, hey, Pepco, hey, water, hey, this, no.
Okay, so... how was it growing up for you in Nigeria? Like, what was some interesting things you did?
Growing up is fun. We do so many things. You go to school. We went to elementary school, high school. I trade when I was young. Mm-hmm. I do so many things. Sell oranges, sell this, sell that. Then we go out. You know, like Easter time, I'm in choir in my church most of the time. We go around and sing around. When Jesus died, we have to line up and do it. Early in the morning when they wake up, we're going to be running around, beating the drum. That Jesus already arose, everybody wake up. We do so many fun things. And during December to New Year, every morning, early morning, me and my mom, we have to go to church. They have service in this church today, maybe Baptist church. Next day is Methodist, this. We go around, we do so many things that we don't do here.
So, do you think your children, say, if they were raised in Nigeria, they would have more fun there than they had in America?
You know, America will always keep you inside. In Nigeria, you just go around. You can walk around from one street to other. You can play around, come back home. Here, we are scared for people that abduct third kids and still kill. Nigeria, you can play outside. You can go around.
So, over here, you feel as though... parents keep their children inside because one of the main things is because of safety.
Yes, safety.
And what do you think about that? Like, what do you think about the crime in America versus Nigeria?
Nigeria is people that know people. Maybe you borrow them your money, they don't want to pay, they can come and kill people. They don't just start shooting or start drive-by shooting or no. It's only like when people send people to people, that one is it, but it's not going to be our portion. It'll never be any, or my family portion will never be our portion in Jesus' name.
Amen. So you seem to have a lot of faith in God and in Jesus. When did this start?
Like almost 3 years ago.
3 years ago. Mm-hmm. So I'm guessing you are not that serious with, your faith in Nigeria.
In Nigeria, when I was in Nigeria, I'm not born again, because born again is not common then.
Okay.
I go to White Garment Church or go to Methodist Church, my mother's church. So, you know, we don't do all this. We don't... The way everything changed now, gospel changed life. Before, I used to go to White Garment, we just dance. You know, they see vision for you, do this, do that. We go home. They don't preach faith. So, Methodist Church, you know, they just do a normal sermon. Everybody go home. So when I came here, I started with Cherubim and Seraphim Celestia. But when I start going to Grace of God too, there's nothing big, serious preaching. When I get to Pastor Michael Lawale's church, he keep on preaching faith. So when you go every day, they tell you not to be scared of anything now, because there's God. If there's God, nothing can happen to you. He's still preaching today. So I have faith. I'm not scared about anything anymore. I always pray. If I see something, I say, God, I can't sweat.
Okay, so you mentioned that when you were in Nigeria, you went to a White Garment Church. Can you explain to the audience what that is?
why garment church can be Celestial Church of Christ or Cherubim and Seraphim, where you make a garment white, you have a hat white, then you go to church. They use candles, and they use a turari.
Turari?
Yeah.
What is that?
Incense, what do they call it?
Oh, like an incense.
Uh-huh, incense.
Okay.
So they pray with it, they use so many things, it's a white garment church. So they are believing it's different from gospel.
And why do you think they what they believe in is different from gospel?
Their doctrine is totally different. The preaching, what they do, they use candles, they use different things, they use incense, they use different material of stuff to pray to God. And gospel, you just use olive oil, anointing oil, and water.
Okay. And can you, in your description, like, what would you define gospel church as?
Gospel church are preaching the word of God.
Okay. So, like, what is the word of God to you?
Word of God is for us to have a faith that Jesus died for us. So he already went to the cross with all our sin. So we should not be scared of anybody in life. And if anybody want to do us, if we pray, everything is going to go back to the person.
Okay. So do you believe that in life we have like a lot of forces or...
There's really a lot of forces because where I came from in Nigeria, there is. You can see them with your eye. You can see many things happening. But if you have God, they can't touch you. There's a lot of bad forces, bad ones. But with God, everything is possible in our life.
And what are these forces? Like, can you explain? Can you give an explanation or a description of one?
They come, like, people go around, try to kill some people. Mm-hmm. Where they go to voodoo man, take some people's name. Mm-hmm. Some people, they have a witchcraft where they say they go to meeting in the midnight. So there's so many forces, it's real. Because growing up, you can see when they say some people catch some witches, they cover them, they will be begging, leave us, let's go home. They are bed. But they are women that turn to bed overnight. So I grew up where I know there's a forces, and that's why I have God, and I believe in God. I'm not scared about any forces any longer, because I believe when I'm a child of God, that nothing can touch me.
Okay, so do you enjoy going to church?
Of course.
Are you a worker in the church? Do you do anything?
Yes. I'm with an evangelism team and a hospitality group.
And can you describe what do you do in each team?
Hospitality team, we organize baby shower for member. We organize birthday, any event that want to happen in church, we put it, the event planning, we plan the event and put it together. Evangelism team, we go around to preach gospel to people, to go, come to church, to change their life.
Okay.
And we pass out church flyer.
And do you like doing this?
Yes, please.
What else do you like to do?
You mean in the church?
In the church, on your free time.
Lately, on my free time, I like to be home, relax, watching African movie. And listen to news or stay on my computer to check my mail and see what is going on all over the world.
Okay, so can you describe what do you do? I know African movies are like their movies, but to someone who's not, you know, familiar with the African culture, can you describe what an African movie is like to them?
African movie is like all the English movie you watch here, where people are, they are in group where they act. So they just add some movie to show us certain things that happen to some people. Maybe it's a story. Maybe they write the story and add the movie. So I just watch it to relax.
Okay. What are some artistic things that you like to do? Like, would you like to act, or what are some things you like to do besides watching a movie, and besides cooking?
Yeah, maybe one of these days I would like to act later in the future.
Later in the future? In an African movie?
America.
Oh, in an American movie? What kind of movie?
I'm still talking to some people.
Oh, you're actually talking to people
mm-hmm.
right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what is the movie about?
They don't know. They're going to do it soon. There's one of my customers that normally comes to my lot. They want to use his house in D.C. He have about 3 houses he use for tourists
mm-hmm.
where they rent a place every day. So they look at it, they say they love it. Some movie people came there and they look at it and they say, oh, if you knew some people that are interested, you should bring there. I say, you should take you, Keke, and me. So he will let me know.
Okay.
They just came to look at the place.
Okay. So earlier in the interview, you said you dropped out of school when you were pregnant with your third child, Abib.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever want to go back?
Maybe in the future. I don't have time for that now.
Okay.
I don't want to put too much stress on me.
Okay. And do you want all your children to go to school?
Yes.
Why is that?
Because education is important in life. Without education, you cannot get anywhere. But some people get anywhere if they are blessed, if they think about something they can put together and put it to work, and if it work out, they become a millionaire. But you still have to have education.
So you want your children to pursue education. You sound like you have a business mind about you.
Mm-hmm.
What if one of your children have a business mind and they didn't want to finish school? What would you tell them?
I'll put them into the right path. I'm planning within myself. I'm going to open a business for each one of them. If they like, they can run it. They can hire people there. But that's what I'm planning to do, to go ahead and register some business, register non-profit organization, and register profit organization, put it into doing. That's going to be like family business. I know what is good. I know where the money is. But I'm happy. They're going to be graduating soon. So whichever anybody want, they can start doing it. I know where the money is. I know what they can do. Many people come to me to take advice and they are making a lot of money. So I'm thinking that I should set up my children so they can get ready for life, for future. So they don't need to stress. They can relax and the money will be coming. And God will make a way. I'm planning it. So I just have to do one thing or the other to see which step I'm going to take.
So you believe that a business is a good way to secure something
yes.
for your children?
You cannot work for people and become rich in mm-hmm. life. You need to have your own business. You can work for people and make money to pay your bill and be comfortable. But it needs to be that you cannot become a millionaire. Just taking check to check.
Okay, so when Bolu left you mm-hmm. and you decided to stay, so because you wanted to be a successful person,
mm-hmm.
right? Did you ever have thoughts like, maybe I should just go back to Nigeria?
I went home. I actually went home a year after just to visit for 2 weeks.
Oh,
just to refresh my brain because he left. I've been with him for a long time. So just to clear my mind for what, when he left, I mean, I feel terrible. So I just went home, spent 2 weeks, then come back.
You felt terrible. So what was, when you went home, did that help you feel better a little bit?
Yeah, because I was talking with Aki's mom, my uncle's wife. We knew about all this, so we're talking about it. So I just said, let me talk to somebody live so I can forget about it. And I just prayed, God, give me the way. Let me move on with my life. Forget about all this.
So who is Akin?
Aki is my cousin.
Oh, Akin is your cousin. So you went back home to talk to his mom.
I just went back home, not to talk to his mom,
just to go.
To go, yeah.
Clear your mind.
Yes.
And but you spoke to her to get advice.
Yeah, yes. Not advice, just to talk about it, to get over with it.
So would you like, if you had the chance to go back in time and, you know, would you come to America after looking at your life and everything you've been through? Would you still make the decision to come to America?
It's for my children that I have today. It's only for my kids that I have here. I'll come back. But if not, I'd rather stay home.
Okay, so only for your children?
Yes.
Okay, and if you didn't have children here, you would have just stayed in Nigeria?
Yeah, because over here, the business that I opened, they closed it down. If I open a business in Nigeria, you're established, nobody will come there and say, oh, you can't operate this business anymore. Nigeria, when you have your thing, you have your thing. But over here, there's so many laws, there's so many things that you have to go through.
So, do you still communicate with Bolu?
Yes.
Okay. Is he still married to the American woman?
He left. He left the American. They only married for 8 years. So he left the lady. Everybody move on. They never have children together.
Okay. But so you guys are just friends?
Yeah. He called me most of the time, every time. And I talk to him. We are friends. Yeah.
Are you guys best friends?
I'm going to say no. I don't want to be his very. He called me all the time, which is okay. He left the lady like 10 years ago. They divorced, separated. But one of his girlfriends have a baby for him. He only have one child.
Are you still angry with him?
No.
Were you ever angry with him?
Yes.
Okay.
If I think about all what I've been through for years, yeah, but I forgive him. They told me let go. Mm. So I let go.
So what advice would you give to your daughters about dating and men and marriage?
The advice I'll give to them is for them to pray for God to give them their bone of bone and flesh of flesh, and they should marry believer. Because if both of you marry and go to church, you all listen to the same sermon. So even though there's always a bump in marriage, it won't be like people that are not believe. Believer, you pray together. You go to church, you go to all the program. So that will keep marriage going. I will keep the children in God's way.
Okay, and the same for the your boy children?
Yes.
Boys, okay. So, what is something that you would like to tell the generations after you, like your grandchildren and their children and children? Like, do you have a message you want to tell them? Or
the message is for them. When they are grow up, they should face their book, do everything on time, and know God. Early stage, start serving God, because serving God is good, because it will give you peace.
Serving God will give you peace.
Yes.
So do you have peace now that you serve God?
Yes, I do.
Can you explain what this peace is?
Nothing bother me. Nothing that anybody do that bother me. So I just keep on focusing on what I'm doing. I won't let anybody put me astray. So I don't get angry with anybody. Because if you have God, you have everything in life.
Okay, and is that something you would tell to anybody or?
Everybody in life.
Everybody in life.
Everybody in life.
That if you have God, you have everything. Yes. You have peace.
Yes.
Okay. So what other things besides hospitality and evangelism do you like to do at church?
I'm still thinking about joining some other group. I would think about it. I like to dance. I like to praise God. Thank God for my life, my children's life. I thank God that keep us going. So I always like to praise and worship with God whenever I'm in church. I'm not.
So you like to dance and praise.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of music is at church? Is it normal American music? Or
yes.
It's American music. It's not Nigerian music.
We do English because we are gospel church. We don't do, it's praise and worship.
Is there like, when you started going to church here, were there some songs that you heard in Nigeria that were sung here too?
You mean by Kerubi and Seraphim?
Any church.
Yeah, Kerubi and Seraphim. What we are singing there, they are singing there.
Okay.
Gospel church too, we do what they are doing there because it's like.
You sing.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So are there mostly Nigerians at your church?
No, there's America, it's English.
No, like Nigerian people. Like Nigerian.
We have Sierra Leone, mm-hmm. We have Cameroon, we have America, we have Nigeria.
Okay.
So the song that we sing is what churches, is for everybody, it's not that they pick it that this is only Nigeria song.
Okay, so anybody can sing
yes,
it.
Yes.
Okay, so it's mostly an African church. Like African people attend there.
America is there too.
There are also Americans.
Yes.
Okay. That's good. So you really, really like this church?
I do.
Okay. So besides watching African movies and watching the news and cooking and going to church, is there anything else you like to do? Or is there anything you wish you had more time for?
No, maybe shopping, just window shopping, go around the mall. Relax, that's all.
Just shopping and going around the mall?
Yeah, window shopping.
Do you still wear those African traditions we talked about earlier a lot now?
I wear them to a party or church. Okay. Once in a while, not all the time.
So you don't wear them as often as you used to?
No.
So when you came here, was it easy for you to adapt to the American culture?
Yes.
And why was that?
Because it's cold. You have to go buy jeans, top, buy something, suits. Immediately, you need to change all your dress.
Was it uncomfortable for you?
No.
So you like the jeans and the top?
It's fine.
Okay. Was it expensive to buy?
No.
No?
When I came, there used to be a store that they called Sims in Rockville.
Sims?
They took me there. That's where we shop from that time.
And that store is no longer there. I never heard of that store before.
It's gone.
What other stores were around when you came that are gone now?
A lot of them are gone. I don't remember.
Were they cheaper than now?
Everything is getting expensive, yeah. They used to be a little bit cheaper.
So now everything is more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, what do you have, like, a favorite memory from Nigeria when you were younger or when you were a teenager that you would like to share?
Memory.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe memory when my mom died. Mm. It's a bad memory.
And what happened?
She was a little bit tired. She went to the doctor. They said maybe her blood count is low. They want to give her blood. I was in the room with her when they are putting the blood. He told them it's going fast. You see, they say no, that's the way it's supposed to go. So when the blood finished, she had a kidney failure and she died the third day.
Wow. And you were just devastated, right?
Very, very.
You felt alone?
Feel alone because I'm always with my mom, sleeping in her back. Mm. We are the only one. We are more. Ojo is in America.
Your brother?
My other brother was in Lagos. Mm. So I'm the only one with her, but I have to just move on with my life.
Do you think that's why, maybe that's why you're so interested in telling Nigeria that your health policy needs to be changed? Because
many people are dying every day.
Mm-hmm.
When they want to give you blood, some of the hospitals, they don't check for O positive, negative.
Wow.
Some good hospitals are doing that, but it's the rich people that can go there.
Only the rich people.
So people are dying daily for so many complications.
So there's a lot of deaths that can be prevented.
Yes.
And you said only the rich people can afford it. Is there a big gap in Nigeria between, you know, rich and poor?
Of course. Some people, if they are politicians, they are eating Nigeria money. They don't work for the money. And some people work for it. And many people that work in the company too, when you are on top, you just make money. You don't need to work too hard for that money. So they are able to spend money.
So when you say they just make money, like they do it in corrupt ways.
Yeah, there's so many things they are all doing.
So if one of your children wanted to, you know, go back and help Nigeria develop, would you encourage them to do that?
Not now. They are not civilized yet. They kill people every day. No. They put bomb. There was one guy that left from New Jersey. Mm-hmm. I knew him very well. They put bomb in his car.
Wow.
Because he started saying, oh, everything has to be truth. They pieces him into pieces.
Wow.
And her mom is still living. Her mom is old already, can't get out of the door. They kill him. They will kill people that want to say the truth. The time is coming, but not yet.
Not yet? So when you say the time is coming, do you think maybe in a couple...
When God wipe away all those old people there, corrupt, killing people. Yeah, when the younger generation grow up.
Because I know a lot of people in my generation, like some of us are majoring in things like international development and, you know, African politics. And we want to go back and change, you know.
God will give all of you the grace when the time comes.
So you don't think the time is now?
It will come soon.
It will come soon. Okay. So what is something you're proud of from just being here? Like, what is something you can look back and say, you know, I'm proud of accomplishing this?
I'm proud to have all my children. And I'm proud because they know God. I'm proud because they read their book and they listen to their good children. So I'm very proud of that.
So you're very, very proud of all four of your children?
Yes, I'm very, very proud of them. And I'm proud of myself for all what I've done as a woman, all my accomplishments. I thank God for my life.
That's good. I'm proud of you too. Thank you. This is Kike, her daughter, speaking. I'm the first child she spoke of earlier. I've been interviewing my mom this whole time. Is there anything else you want to tell to the audience before we finish?
No, that would be it.
That's it?
Yes.
Okay, and I'd like to say thank you for your time. All right, thank you.
You're quite welcome.